Okay. Hello. Sorry, probably not the subtlest transition there as I make an incredibly loud exhale, but kind of had to book it. I left a little late. It was totally my fault this time. No car. I was playing Baldur's Gate with some friends. We got into a combat that was like three rooms, but they were like not necessarily linked. Like you couldn't tell that they were linked ahead of time, or maybe you could, and I'm just stupid. But we kind of had the fight just kept being like one entire room of enemies longer than we expected it to be. Then we called it short, and I was like, I haven't eaten yet, I'm really hungry, and I have a pizza. Maybe I can eat a slice of pizza on the way, but it was sprinkling, and I didn't want to be the guy who has graduated already and is walking, eating a slice of pizza in the rain at 10 p.m. I can't let my life come to that. It was a really good slice of pizza, though. I should say that. I am currently... oh my goodness. trying to get connected to the internet here so we can get some tunes going right away while I get set up. Oh, and while I'm still within the 5-minute mark. This is Button Pushers, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's me, as usual. Diego. Yeah, if you didn't know. Come on. What if you worked? There we go. Okay. And then let's get aux 2. I was about to say, how's everyone doing? You know, make some small talk with the void here. This looks like a one. This must be two. Who knows? Let's try it. Oh my goodness. Okay. Where is my playlist that I made specifically for this show? Because I'm so prepared, and I make like 10 playlists a day. It's not loading. Okay, we will try to reload the application. This has got to be like the most riveting content ever, I'm sure. One day we'll have a show that is so put together and unified that it's going to blow everyone's minds. And then I'm going to wake up, because that's never going to happen, baby. Okay, here is, let's do the new I feature. This will be a nice little kind of chillish track to get into. Kind of that like lucid D&B thing that's going around with like Caracol Project and other stuff. I think people need to keep their eye on I feature. Only 16,000 monthly listeners right now. But he had, I think, like 3,000 back when he made a release on the Excision big collab project. I'm forgetting what it's called. Subsidia, maybe? That doesn't seem right, but maybe it is. But I think iFeature is going places. His like range is really sick. He has like a lot of different tracks, and they're all very impressive. Like, I don't know. You'll know what I'm talking about, but notice how the percussion in this is like really quiet, but it still like grounds the track with the kind of arrhythmic melody and tones that are happening in there. It's pretty fun. Plus, it's just like really nice vibes. So that always got to count for something. Okay. Oh my goodness. We're at 100. Let's try it. I have it on the wrong aux. Okay. Give me a second. Aux 2 for the boom. Because that's the one that has bass. Heck yeah. This is Burden by iFeature. And I lied for attention because my computer wanted to turn off the volume when I was finally ready. Okay, finally, this is, whew, it's been a week. It's been a month. It's been a life. Here we go. Here is Burden by iFeature, his newest one. He's got some new stuff coming out really soon. Check him out.
I'm not alright, feeling on the other side. Cause I can't feel her. She's like a light, turn herself on and off. Can't control it right, that's all in her mind. I can bet that you feel faded. All is overwhelming. Let me just confirm that all the fulfilling your hole, kinda eating your soul.
Feeling your
Track. I like that one a lot, and again, very different from like some of his other stuff, so like if it wasn't your vibe, I would still check out iFeature. I think he has some really cool tracks out. Some of the ones that I really like are, there's one called Over You, and there's another one called Passion, and they're all very good. Passion is the one, it is called Subsidia. Sick. I am so musically literate and in touch with the industry. But yeah, that was in 2020. And that track was like, so if this album project was three separate albums. There was Subsidia Dawn, Subsidia Dusk, and Subsidia Midnight or something. I don't know. You know the vibes. And it was probably like 100 tracks total. That's probably not right. Let's see. Let's just get like the facts. I can just look it up. Subsidia Mix 2020? Question mark? Subsidia the full... Who knows? Anyway, it's a lot of songs, and that one was, like, one of the 60, 80, 100 that, like, really stood out to me. I think it's really good, so check it out. I don't know if we'll play it, though. We've got other stuff, too. We got to play more tracks. We've got some really cool stuff that came out this week. One that came out just yesterday, which blew me away, was a collab with Crankdat and DJ Snake. They've been working on it for, like, 2 years, which... In the music industry, it can mean a lot. Like, it could mean, like, they started the project and then, like, never communicated. And then, like, 6 months later, we're like, okay, let's build another part of it. But, like, it's probably been played at, like, shows and, like, in demos and stuff, but never been, like, released. And the full track is really good. Like, the switch up in the second drop is super clean. And the it's fun because, like, since the project started so long ago, it has some of, like, Crankdat's, like, older... like textures and like style on the synths, which is really nice. So I liked it a lot. Maybe we'll get into it a little bit later. We'll ease into that maybe. I also want to play the new Wave Dash. I don't know if this will be on their Tempo project that I was like so hardcore simping for like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, whenever that was. But they did a collab with Murakismet, which if you don't know, like Murakismet is very granular and like textury bass, since I think this is a pretty sick track. So this is Harness with Murakismet and Wave Dash, and let's see. I have to queue up some more stuff. I'm realizing I didn't really collect a ton of music for this week. There was like a lot of cool stuff, but not like, or like everything that came out was really cool, but maybe not a lot of it. Anyway, here's Harness.
Thank you. killer track. I think I probably said that at the end of the last one too, but they're both killer tracks. Okay, that was Harness by Amura Kismet. I guess it's only featuring Wave Dash. I don't really know what that means. In my opinion, it kind of seems like on like platforms and stuff that they just collaborated on it. But for some reason in Spinatron, it's saying that it was just featuring them. That might be a hint that it's not going to show up on the Wave Dash project, though. Yeah. Fun fact, a lot of electronic artists work on non-electronic or even electronic projects and just don't put their name on it. I was talking with one of my friends about this because they, this is like a, I don't know if like well-known is the right word, but the really big track by Zed, Clarity, Porter Robinson worked on that track and just, he knew it was going to be a hit and he didn't want his name on it because he was like, I like what I've made here, but like I want my project to have consistency and have like a different sound. And but like that big bang of a track, our homeboy was there, man. Similarly, like Grant did a lot of the mastering for Tate McRae's album that went like to the moon. I think Greedy was like the number one song in the world for like a month or something. And then like three or four other tracks on that album Grant worked on. Yeah, just cool to see where artists are working on it. It's cool when artists like kind of they put the work into the art but don't attribute it to their like persona, you know, like it's just for the project or like just to create. I don't know, very cool. Okay, now that we're like all sentimental and stuff, maybe we'll can play a little bit of a sentimental song. This is Free Soul. I honestly haven't even heard it all the way through before, but I heard like the first drop in like an ad today and I was like, it's really good. But it's the 7-year anniversary of this song and it's by Seven Lions. Coincidence, I guess. But this was the first song that Seven Lions produced after kind of moving to Washington to kind of work on music full time. And I don't know, it's very cool to see, like, Seven Lions has really kind of set the pace for these, like, emotional festival anthems kind of thing, and it's cool to see how far, like, they've come. But, so, like, just to, I don't know, I thought it'd be fun for the anniversary we can play this track, because, I don't know, it's a birthday. Happy birthday, Free Soul / Seven Lions Project in Washington. Yeah, here's Free Soul. Let's have some fun.
Didn't see a warning. Hits me in the morning. Puts me in the moment. The moment. Didn't find a reason. Hits me in the evening. Hurts me when I breathe. Puts me in the moment. Just look at me now.
Fun little blast from the past there. I loved the, like, I don't know how to explain the effect, but, like, when the filter on the synth kind of releases at a slower and slower interval, so you get that do-do-do-do-do-do kind of effect, is very cool. Learning how to kind of express that mathematically, which is kind of sick, because then I can use it to, do that. I don't know how to... Sorry, my brain just totally, like, deep fried for a second there. But while we've got some energy going, maybe it's time we can do... I kind of wanted to play the new Slushy track, but low-key, I don't remember it. So maybe it's... Slushy kills it every time, in my opinion, but this one doesn't stand out in my current memory, so maybe I won't play it right now. Maybe I'll play a little bit while I'm playing the other track. But, Let's play the Crank Dat one. It's pretty sick. This is Big Bang with Crank Dat by DJ Snake. And huge ups to our boy for getting this collab. Because, like, DJ Snake is, 33 million, I think? Yeah. 33 million monthly listeners. And right now, this collab with Crank Dat is his cover art on, like, platforms everywhere. So hopefully Crank Dat kind of gets, like, a huge publicity boost from this. That would be sick, because his sound deserves it, and his remixes are crazy. Plus his live shows are really fun too. He works with, like, a lot of 3D engines to make, like, his own visuals, and they're super, like, zany. Like, they're all, like, robots, like, doing weird dances, or, like, you know, Shrek doing, like, weird dances and stuff. But he's killing it. He brings a lot of, like, fun to the scene, I think. Anyway, I like Crank Dat a lot. I've seen him twice. I'll go see him again. Absolutely, he's fantastic. He knows how to run a show. And this switch up in the second part, or the second drop, is crazy. Or the last drop, I don't know if there's a mid one. But yeah, here is Big Bang by DJ Snake and Crank Dat. Holy cow, my brain. Sorry, guys.
Killer, killer track. I keep saying that. But yeah, really, that one, I don't know. I was bumping in the studio for sure. Every once in a while, there's people who like walk by, or they're like in the hallways, or they're just like working here, and they can like hear the show. And like, sorry if this music is like not to your liking, or if my rambling is weird, but like, it's my show, so I can do whatever the heck I want. But I do wonder if sometimes they pass by when I'm like not looking and like totally jumping around in here and like bopping my head, if they're like, we gotta get this guy off the air right now. Anyway, that was Big Bang. Love that second drop. I know I said it like a billion times, but like that kind of speed house style thing, like it was dubstep, right? And then instead of like the 145 kick on the one, snare on the three kind of thing, they just put a four to the floor beat on it, so you get that more like doon 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 doon. And then they have the like the little bit of like the moomba slash like reggaeton hits on some of the, what are they called, the rides. I don't know, it's a really, really smooth groove at that last part. I like it a lot. While we've got the energy up, Riot released a new EP. It's pretty great. I liked it. It has their track Redemption on it, which came out a little bit earlier, and then the other four, I think, were released just on this album. I'm gonna play my favorite one, I think, from the album, which is a collab with Virus Syndicate, who is like a UK rapper, who also does electronic music production. But something I found kind of interesting on this track is that, like, Virus Syndicate did not do a lot of UK rapping, like, or just regular rapping, I guess. But he only has, like a pre-vocal or, like, a build vocal kind of thing. So I think he did a lot more work on, like, the sound design in this track, which is sick. And you can kind of hear it in, I think, like, the second drop. But yeah, stay focused on that killer, killer snare that Riot is known for. Every single one of their songs has like the most unique and powerful punchy snare. One of the tracks, I think it was maybe Pushcar, off of the same EP, had like two or three different snares, which was really interesting because it added like a bunch of texture to the drop, and like a weird, like the rhythm was not changing, but because that sound was, you were getting like a unique groove every time. I don't know, very cool. Lots of inspiring stuff on this album. Anyway, here is On the Gas with Riot and Virus Syndicate. I love this pre-drop vocal, by the way. The make it hit, make it rock or whatever, it goes crazy. Put your foot on the gas. It's hype. There's some songs that make you just want to like bash a window with a baseball bat, and this is one of those songs. So here is On the Gas. Do not bash windows with a baseball, unless you own the window, and it's, you know what I'm talking about. That was not the PSA, is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, here is On the Gas, Riot Virus Syndicate. Let's go.
On the gas, on the gas, on the gas. team won't last. Me and my team flow past and the beats on smash. Come through with an ego blast.
Put your foot on the gas, make it less, make it rock. Put your foot on the gas, make it less, make it rock. Put your foot on the gas, make it less, make it rock. I'ma be the baddest that you ever done saw, huh?
Fire up the engine systems, go. Breathe in the heat and watch it blow. Burn down the road, we make it fast.
Ripping bass line. See, I didn't say killer track that time, guys. I'm learning. I'm dismantling the neural pathways that I've been developing over the past 36 minutes, which is so much easier than dismantling the ones that you've developed for 23 years, but we're working on it. sorry. I've had, like, such... This is going to be, like, a 10-second mini Diego life spill thing, but, like, therapy has been very strange recently. Like it's been good. It's been really good, but, like, I'm realizing there are parts of my brain that I probably should have figured out a lot earlier, and it's, like, not... Like, I'm not blaming myself. I mean, like, institutionally, it's, like, unacceptable that I made it this far without knowing this, but, like, nothing's set in stone yet, and, like, we gotta figure it out, but, like... It's putting a lot of pieces together, I guess, in the difficulties that I've faced in trying to synthesize reality with my brain and my body, and, I don't know, it's been very healing, but, definitely kind of on this, like, radio show, you may know that, like, my brain is, like, so scattered because it's, like, kind of always in the back of my head, like, trying to recalibrate everything, kind of, like, let the present heal the past kind of feeling, It's really weird. It's been messy. I've, like, had to take a bit of time off of work, too, and it's just, But, like, it's good. It feels, like, growing and in a right direction, but it's just weird. Life is so strange. To all the new graduates in, like, a month-ish, it's about to get so wild. No, actually, it's about to get, like, mildly monotonous, to be fair, but, like, you make it wild by dealing with the monotony. And if you don't deal with the monotony, you will go wild. So find something, find a hobby or do something. But it's about to get wild. It's always been wild, though. Like, I kind of hate that notion of, like, oh, now that you're out of college, like, you can get a real job and know what it's like to, like, face the horrors of the world. And it's like, no, I knew about, like, conflicts in the other side of the world when I was, like, 11. I should have never known about that, because what am I going to do when I'm 11? Like... We have been faced with the tragedy of death from a very young age, and war and discontentment in our times. It's been a hard existence, and it just gets harder as we propagate information at a faster and faster rate. So it's been rough the whole time, actually. But it's okay, because there's really great parts, too, and, like, generating the focus on that stuff and all that. Okay, anyway, you know, the spill, it's getting out of hand now, but, like... I don't know. Brace yourselves, new grads, and if you're lost, it's chill. We'll maybe even play a song about that a little bit later. I want to play a Devin Again song, because people should check out this artist, but also, I don't know, some of her music is really important to me. I think, like, her lyrics are really, really powerful. She kind of captures this idea of having a very, very, very messy head, but just trying to... be good. And she recently shared that she needs to get some surgery on her corneas because they are like expanding, and she's like losing her sight kind of by the day. And so she's having some fundraisers and stuff. I don't know if there's any like public ones, but she's doing like a bake sale and like a concert and stuff like in her local area. And I reached out to her to see if there's any way that like we can support otherwise. That being said, she has a merch store and I bought one of her shirts cause it goes crazy. It's just a teddy bear with a heart that says tax fraud on it. Goes insane. But yeah, we'll probably play a Devin Again song. But wow, how did I even get to that? I think I said dismantling the neural net pathways when I said I didn't say it was a killer track. Crazy. That's the brain. It's a wild, wild thing, you know? Or at least mine is. Anyway, maybe we can play some house music because I've been yapping for so long. Here's the new Habstract. It's called Cash, and who doesn't like some cash? I know I like cash. It's tax season, speaking of tax fraud. And I made a playlist that's just all about getting that money up, and this is on it. Here's Cash by Habstract. Abstract doesn't miss, dude. He does not miss. In the heat of battle, he doesn't miss. Sorry, that's a Snoop Dogg quote, I think. Definitely look up Snoop Dogg, he doesn't miss. It's like 15 seconds and genuinely like one of the funniest like multiple sentences said in a row ever. I love it so much, but I can't say it on air. But it's real good. while we're in this house groove, I want to play kind of a really unique house song I found recently. I don't even know if I can really call it a house song, but I think I'm going to because I'm awesome. But it's by EPROM. And if you know EPROM, as well as like G Jones and what are some other artists in that domain? Like Hemdy and like ISO, not really, but I'm trying to think of like maybe some other, like Zeke Beats or something. You know, okay, all these people that everybody knows. Anyway, they really kind of push the boundary on music and especially kind of dive into like the rave scene and like what is like the sound of the future that like people aren't ready for yet, kind of thing. And like, admittedly, some of it still is like lost on me. Like, I get the idea of the sound, but I'm like, I couldn't really groove to this if it was in a club. Some of them, however, are real good. And I was talking with a friend recently about like music, because there's all these like, you know, AI models and stuff making like images and stuff, and there was one released recently that can make like a whole song. Like, you just type in like, I want like this kind of nocturnal kind of indie guitar beat, and I want the vocals to be talking about like this and that, and it just does it. And it's been really kind of disenfranchising to a lot of artists, similarly to the other AIs that like make digital pictures or like write essays and stuff, and people are like, well, what's the point then? And this is, I think there's some stuff that is just so human because it's pushing boundaries, and that's like something that AI can't do. It's only based on like the input that we give it. It doesn't draw connections like people do. It doesn't like synthesize information the same way as people do. It's very mathematical. And so, just been thinking of like, what are forms of art that like an AI can't do? And, I think like this kind of like experimental stuff is definitely up there. And some other things that I was thinking of are like the songs that have lyrics that are just so like human in them, if that makes sense. I was listening to a song the other day that like one of the lines, it's like a, I miss this person kind of song. And one of the lines is, I miss the smell of your car. And it's like, that's not what they mean, right? Like, and an AI would not come up with that ever. Like there's no, like, why would it? And so like, it's a very kind of, I don't know, like the Bo Burnham bit on like first sentences ever said kind of thing. I think there's still a lot to, like, we don't have to fear it being a replacement. We'll be good, fam. Don't worry. But at the same time, I think also it's kind of cool to think of it as like the project or the growth of the artist themselves is like the art. Like, Memba was the one who got like all worked up about this and made like a big post about it and was like, I don't know, it's rattling me because I've been working on music for 10 years and now this thing can just do it in like a minute. And I'm like, yeah, but like, listen to your music from like 2 years ago, or like 2 years ago and then 4 years ago and 6 years ago, and like, listen to that growth. Like, that's kind of art in itself, isn't it? Like, you're like refining your style and like getting into like the groove of like, what is the Memba project? What is it? What do we want it to sound like? Who do we want to work with? And like, that kind of, the whole like backstory and human element of it is why Memba has like a lot of their fans, honestly, because Memba is very like attached to their fan base. So I don't know, just spilling a little bit because I like to talk about AI and music and brains and stuff to a level that like almost no one wants to interface with. So I do it on the radio for everyone to hear. In any case, while we're in the house vibe after me talking for like 5 minutes, I want to play this track called X Fade Strategy by EPROM. It's really nice. I can already hear my mom saying, it's fine, but it doesn't really have a consistent groove for me to dance to. And I'm going to give you some help. You mother, and all other listeners. It's just a house beat, a four to the floor, like a boom, 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 boom. But instead of the three and the four being a boom, boom, it does like a trill, like a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da kind of thing every time, except for the fourth measure in every eight measures, okay? So it's going to go one, two, da-da-da-da-da-da, one, two, da-da-da-da-da-da, one, two, da-da-da-da-da-da, one, two, three, four, and then one, two, da-da-da-da-da, three more times. Okay, you'll get the groove. But swing your shoulders to it, vibe to it. I think this is a really cool track that balances like the consistency of house music, which has been grounded in the electronic scene for like forever, like since the start of it, especially with like the institution of like drum machines and stuff. as well as like pushing into this arrhythmic, atonal kind of rave scene that everyone's kind of reaching into. It's a really cool combination of those two things. So here is X Fade Strategy by EEPROM. That was X Fade Strategy by EEPROM, and we don't have a ton of time left, and I want to get another track in real quick that I have been listening to. I've been listening to a lot of G Jones and EEPROM lately, recently, because G Jones is about to play in a cave. Like, there's this venue in Tennessee called The Caverns, and he's hosting a rave in a cave, and he did it last year, and the theme of it is called Allegory of the Rave, which is just, like, the craziest, like, branding. It's so good, like, the whole, like, Plato's thing. And, like, all the textures of the visuals and stuff are all, like, there are a bunch of, like, icons and, like, very, like Cuphead-y kind of, I guess, if that makes sense. Like, if you know that, like, old cartoon style kind of thing. What have I done? Oh, I accidentally made a mistake. But we're fine, because we grow and learn. This is... So, I really want to go to this. Like, it's a rave in a cave. It's called the Allegory of the Rave. And also, G Jones was, like, way up on my top 100, like, songs of last year, because Which Way, I just had on repeat like crazy. My friend Harrison, you know, from the show, went to go see G Jones in New York, and he said it was just insane, and it was like inspiring. He's like, it makes me want to drop everything and start making music. And I was like, oh man. So he sent me some videos, and there's this really sick like visual of the clap in Which Way, and I don't know, there's like a non-zero chance that I like fly to Tennessee and buy these tickets and just go to this rave like by myself, because it sounds awesome. But we'll see. In any case, while we've been talking about like brains and going crazy and stuff, I think this could round it out pretty well. Here is In Your Head by G. Jones from Allegory, or from, not from Allegory of the Rave, but he'll definitely play it at his show because it goes crazy. Gotta love a good song that makes you feel like you're kind of going crazy, right? I got a text that said, this is probably my favorite song of the show. Check out G. Jones. If you want, check out my Spotify. I've got a playlist called Weird Noises. That's a lot of G. Jones and kind of similar stuff. It doesn't have that track on it because the Weird Noises one is what I listen to at work when I'm trying to focus on coding. And for some reason, like the really sporadic arrhythmic noises just help me zone in. I think because my brain is different from everyone, it's fine. If you want more of like the energetic stuff, the playlist is called Allegory of the Rave 2, because I was just like getting hyped for that show. I think I'll probably go. But that has some more like of the ravey style stuff, so go check that out. I can send you the link too. But yeah, G. Jones rules, love him. He's pushing boundaries, he's going places. Love a lot of the stuff he makes, pretty much all of it. I want to get a PSA in real quick, and then I'll probably just dip, because there's only like a minute left. So, School on Wheels of Massachusetts. School on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students grades K through 12 impacted by homelessness in southeastern Massachusetts. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and want to use it to make real change, contact School on Wheels at Chris, K-R-I-S, at SOWMA, SOWMA.org, or visit our website at SOWMA.org, same spelling. Thank you for caring about our kids. Yay, thank you for caring, everyone. This has been Button Pushers, and people are telling me I need to change the name because the show has changed so much, you know? It's not... I mean, I do want to have mixes at some point, but, you know, there's a little bit more dialogue. There's no Harrison anymore. You know, what are we going to do? Oh, my gosh, there is a thing here that says REO Speedwagon on it, and I just got a flex. My mom opened for that band once. Go check them out, but it was so cool to see my mom perform live. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. It's getting to the next show, so I'll probably just fade out to Rivendell, and we can do those vibes. But thanks for listening, everyone, and take care, always.